Hi, this is Pat Fraley with a brief lesson on vocal shape-shifting. What the heck is vocal shape-shifting? You haven't heard of it? Well, perhaps it's because I made it up. I'll get to a specific lesson on it in a bit. Generally, it's a method which is very handy when approaching narration. Voiceover performers need solid technique, methods, and mindsets as they go about constructing their choices for auditions and performance. Sure, there are performers who are naturally talented, specifically with storytelling skills, and they do pretty well just winging it. But that's not the case for 90% of my students, even gifted ones, who I've taught. Shape-shifting is just one technique or method, but it's a very handy one. Actually, the concept of vocal shape-shifting is something I coined based on a comment which Paul Rubin, stellar audiobook producer, made while I was teaching with him in New York. He was speaking of reading fiction and made the observation that the narrator in a book is a character, and the character's dialogue or narrator's dialogue is their text. He mentioned the narrator glides from aligning him or herself with one character in a book to another with ease, either their intellectual state or emotional state. It's a kind of shape-shifting. It turns out all the time I spent in acting school about freeing inhibitions was addressing the ability to be able to get facile at expressing inner emotion, and particularly with the voice. The reason it took me nearly 40 years to get this is because I personally didn't need all those lessons about being uninhibited. I needed lessons on how to get inhibited, as I was surrounded by very wild and woolly people and great storytellers. But for most people, they benefit from this freeing up and gain storytelling skills. It strikes me that this clear flow of emotions from the way one feels to the character, narrator, is fundamental to excellence, and the way, in voiceover, we express our own personal style. In other words, this vocal shape-shifting is really an important skill. Now for my example. Here's a couple of lines from, say, a detective novel. First, I'll read it without any shape-shifting. In other words, I'm not going to let my narrator emotionally align with either one of the characters he's reading about. Here goes. She walked into the office and she was gorgeous. From the moment she saw him sitting behind the desk, she disliked him. Now, I'm going to read the same passage and shape-shift. On the first sentence, the narrator is going to align himself with the man sitting behind the desk. On the second sentence, I'm going to shift to the woman's emotions. She walked into the office and she was gorgeous. From the moment she saw him sitting behind the desk, she disliked him. Did you get it? Now, here's the interesting part. It's very subjective on my part as a performer who I shift to at any point. That's one way how a performer's style and uniqueness is revealed. I could have very well shifted in the opposite way, that being aligning myself with the woman on the first line, then shifting to the man's emotions on the second, like this. She walked into the office and she was gorgeous. From the moment she saw him sitting behind the desk, she disliked him. Cool, huh? Did you hear the difference? Do you vocally shape-shift? Challenge yourself to define how you shift on your next project or audition. Know this, you won't be hearing casting people or directors talking about your shape-shifting, and if you bring it up, they'll probably stare at you like a frozen stare. What you will hear and have heard about this is how they hear your uniqueness and how you're different than other voiceover performers. Well, having this concept in mind may help you deliver what we all want, a little piece of you. If you find this of interest and would like to get more training on how to bring your personal style out in your performance, just go to my website, patfraley.com, and thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Stop me before I shape-shift again. Stop me.